Recognisable by their high-vis vests and friendly demeanours, the traffic warden is a familiar face to everyone. More affectionately known as the lollipop man or woman, they're a stalwart figure that play a vital role in keeping our communities safe. You see them every day, but have you ever wondered where they come from? Is there a lollipop authority, or how does one become a lollipop person? Here to talk us through the ins and outs of being a traffic warden is one of our local wardens, John. Good morning.
Morning, Taylor.
Thank you for being on Breakfast. We had to sort of arrange this during the school holidays because I assume around this time you would have been at work, wouldn't you?
Normally, yeah. In fact, we'd be getting ready for work. We don't man the crossing till 8.
Oh, okay.
In the morning, so we'd be getting ready.
Okay, tell me a little bit firstly about sort of where you're stationed. We've kind of plucked you off the street along Beaufort Street, haven't we?
Yep. I'm on a crossing on Beaufort Street at the corner of Lincoln Street, one of three that belongs to Highgate Primary. There's two of us and we alternate from side to side. So one week one of us will take the city-bound traffic and while the other bloke looks after the northbound traffic. As I said, three crossings now for Highgate, so it's a pretty busy school.
Yeah.
And Beaufort Street in the morning is a very busy stretch of road.
Yeah, so it's a main thoroughfare, right?
It is, yeah. And people are in a hurry to get to work or beat the lights at Bulwer Street. So you got to watch the traffic and watch the kids.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you're almost throwing your body on the line. You've got to race out there in front of the oncoming traffic.
Yeah, we feel like matadors someday.
You're waving your flags around.
Yeah, the flag will stop everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But on a good day, everything works to plan. The children are obedient and do what they're told. And the motorists are courteous and stop when they're told. That's the ideal.
Yeah, well, we would hope so. Yeah. John, how long have you been a traffic warden for?
About 8 years. I was thinking the other day, I think it was 8 years about a week ago. I started off down in Baldivis and on the relief roster down there. Then I moved up to Perth and stayed on relief for a while. And then about 6.5 years ago, I asked to be placed permanently and finished up on Beaufort Street and have been there ever since. So I've seen a lot of children come through from the very little. And then all of a sudden you wave goodbye and they're off to high school and you don't see them again.
Oh, wow. We think about that with the relationship that children have with their teachers. Mm. Traffic warden, that's a new one, though.
Yeah, well, we see them every morning at their best and worst. And and you watch them grow. I mean, you watch them grow physically and in terms of their confidence. It's interesting.
What prompted you to become a traffic warden, John?
I don't know. I'd like to be able to name all sorts of noble causes, but I suppose it was the money.
Okay.
The money helps. For a pensioner, you can earn enough to make a big difference without hurting your pension. So there was that. And also it gives us a framework for our day, I think. That was the other thing that it makes us get up a reasonable time in the mornings. And after a while, you start to look forward to it. And every day being a little different. Some days you wish you were somewhere else when it's raining.
I bet in the middle of winter, it can't
be
the most favourable thing.
And when it's 44 in the shade and you're out there on the crossing as well, it's a good time to be on a beach in Hawaii somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure there are sort of thoughts like that running through your head often. How do you become a traffic warden? Is there like a process or a school or what's the protocol?
Yeah, bits of that. Probably the easiest thing for people who are interested is to go online and Google Children's Crossing Unit, WA Police, and that's all there. There's phone numbers, email addresses, and a brief outline of what's involved. But just to be quick, there's a full day's training with an exam, written and practical, at the end, and you're subject to annual assessments on the job, as is the crossing. The crossings are reviewed periodically to make sure that the numbers on which they were established are holding up long term. You'll need to satisfy a doctor that you're fit enough to do it, and also every 2 years, I think it is, obtain a working with children's card, which they insist on.
Of course.
So that's about it. But the best place to start would be to Google Children's Crossing Unit. It's all there. I can't get into pay rates and stuff like that, but you get uniform and you get your flags.
I was going to say, is it like a ceremonial thing where they give you the flags?
No, we're hoping to get swords as well. But
it's probably a little bit more fraught with danger.
There's no big ceremony. It's just that they turn you loose with a set of flags and some wet weather gear and your vest.
And off you go.
Off you go.
We're speaking with John this morning, one of our local traffic wardens here along Beaufort Street. We're learning the ins and outs of a job job that you've definitely encountered either in a car or on foot, but maybe you don't know how the folks get there. John, I want to ask you, during sort of a lockdown period here in Perth, there was a brief period where children weren't going to school. What was that like for you? Were you also sort of missing out on being on Beaufort?
It's a good question. We didn't shut the crossings down completely. There were still not necessarily primary school children, but other children and adults, and our obligation is to look after anybody that turns up at the crossing when it's manned, so whether you're an adult or a child or a push bike or whatever. So we certainly wound back from two wardens to one for a period of time when it was really quiet.
Mm.
But we generally kept operating, and we're pretty much back to normal now, even though it's hit the school pretty hard.
Sure.
Everything's pretty normal now.
You see the numbers sort of increase and decrease depending on who's heading to school.
Yeah, and at any one point, I think there were about a dozen teachers isolating at Highgate, so they had their problems up the road as well in terms of covering their classes.
Right.
But touch wood, we're back to pretty much normal now. It's just the need for the kids to wear masks, and we don't because we've got whistles to manage and stuff like that. So we're mask-free.
It's all hands and mouths on deck when you're a traffic
yeah,
warden.
It is.
Before we let you go, John, what's the best part about your job? What do you tell people you love the most about it?
I think it's what I mentioned a little earlier, that you're in a position to watch young children develop from year two, say, through to year six, maybe.
Yeah.
And at the point you meet them for the first time, they're just tiny little things with huge backpacks on. and then over the following years, they grow, they mature, they become very confident in their interaction with adults and develop traffic sense as well. So there's that. I think it's that. And it's the sadness that you feel when you see children that you've known for 6 years in very important stage of their lives heading off. Some of them come back to say hello. Others don't.
All right. Well, look, I dare say after this interview this morning that you'll have a few extra friends popping down to say hello as you stop traffic for them. John, thank you very much for coming on Breakfast and telling us what it is to be a traffic warden.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for the invitation.